I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, April 9th. Ohioans have been legally wagering on sports for about 3 years now, with more than $10 billion in bets last year alone. Some conservative state lawmakers say they want to dramatically reform sports gambling laws in Ohio. They're backed by faith-based and mental health advocates. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
The lawmakers say they will introduce two bills targeting consumer rights and athletic integrity. Those would limit how much and how often Ohioans could sports gamble, bar them from using a credit card to bet on sports, and largely eliminate online sports gambling, which is where nearly all sports bets are made. Here's Republican Representative Jonathan Newman.
Back in 2021, I was not here at that time in the legislature, but in 2021, there was a new freeway built, a new freeway to gambling, and that freeway had no lines on it, no speed limits on it, no off-ramps.
It might be a tough sell among the full legislature. But last year, an effort to legalize iGaming and iCasinos fizzled out because of a lack of backers. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The city of Dayton is considering an overhaul of its zoning code. These often invisible rules spell out what can be built and where. But before any changes get made, leaders are asking the public to weigh in. Reporter Nick Herkman has more.
The city of Dayton is asking residents about how they want to see the community develop. Then, officials are going to see how the zoning code can be changed to meet those goals. This project is being called Adapt Dayton. Zoning is the set of rules that spell out how land in a city can be used. These rules might not be at the forefront of everyone's mind, but they touch nearly everything in your community, from housing affordability to traffic safety and even environmental hazards. Jeff Green is a planner for the city of Dayton.
A lot of people's first instinct or interaction with zoning is when they get a public notice letter saying, oh, there's a case coming near you and you're impacted, or they try to put a shed up, maybe something that they don't use a contractor for. Then like, oh, there are requirements here.
The public can learn more and take a quick survey on the proposed changes at adaptdayton.com. For WYSO, I'm Nick Herkman.
Speaking of properties, Preservation Dayton is compiling a list of Dayton's top 10 most endangered properties this year, and they're looking for nominations. A property should be at least 50 years old to be considered. It also needs to be associated with individuals, groups, events, or trends that have significantly impacted Dayton's history. A property should also represent exceptional work of architects or craftsmen, possess high architectural or artistic value, and retain the historic integrity exhibited by its location, setting, design, materials, workmanship, and association. Nominations are due by April 15th. You can find more information online at preservationdayton.com/endangered. A celebration of funk is happening in downtown Dayton this weekend. It features Dayton's two leading dance companies, Dayton Ballet and Dayton Contemporary Dance Company. They are teaming up with local musicians for a show they're calling Rhythm of the City. It's an evening celebrating the city's artistic roots. The collaboration shows the revived partnership between the two dance companies. Brandon Ragland is with the Dayton Ballet.
You have two, which is rare for one city. I don't think people realize that.
Right.
Two prevalent professional dance companies. And so I'm so happy to have a project like Rhythm of the City, you know, taking shape.
The performances will take place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and tickets are at daytonlive.org. And a note that Dayton Live is a financial supporter of WYSO. A rural Ohio food pantry is meeting growing demand by collecting food from supermarkets that would otherwise go to waste. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
In Chillicothe, a new 24-foot truck leaves Brookside Church 8 times a week. It's going on rescue missions to pick up pallets of extra food from Sam's Club, Walmart, and Costco.
And that's the whole idea, is to go, like, rescue this food from, you know, the abundance that some of these distribution centers have and make it available to, you know, to food pantries.
That's Associate Pastor Matt Steinbrook. He says the large truck has expanded what their pantry can offer patrons, so much so they are considering staying open for another day. And they're sharing the wealth. Steinbrook often drops off meals to small neighboring pantries that don't have their own set of wheels. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Look for a really nice spring-like day today with temperatures peaking mid to upper 70s, sunshine, maybe a few clouds. We'll have rain chances on Friday, maybe a thunderstorm, but this weekend looks really nice with dry conditions expected Saturday and Sunday, highs on Saturday close to 70, highs on Sunday in the low 80s. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Mike Fraser.